You are now listening to Voices of the West Side with your host, John Easter. Today's guest is Emerson Allen.
And welcome to Voices of the West Side on Indie Chat 90.9.
I'll lie.
Did you forget how to do radio? Emerson Allen with us this morning. You're going to hear from him in just a moment. Oh, you're probably going to hear from him as I talk, too.
You're going to hear from him quite a bit.
Yeah, yeah. Good morning. Karen Sandulo with us this morning, as always.
Good morning.
How are you, Karen?
I'm alive. I'm doing good.
That's good. That's good. Me, too. So, yeah, I'm ready for this cold weather to be out of here.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look like that's going to happen anytime soon.
Roads aren't very icy tomorrow. I got to drive.
Are you going back up to Mishawaka? Is that where you're headed?
Montezuma, not Mishawaka.
Montezuma?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's a much shorter drive.
Yeah, Montezuma, Mishawaka, something, one of those places.
One of them.
Yeah. So today's a big day for WBDG.
It is.
Yeah. I didn't cue this up, but it is WBDG's birthday.
59th birthday.
I'm sure
we have a sound effect to
play. I'm sure we can at least press the magic button for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. 59 years of WBDG. Now, if you look in some places, it'll say February 7th, 1966. Sorry to say 2066. That would be the 100th birthday. But somebody who was actually here said that there was a delay and the station did not actually go on with its full schedule until February the 14th, 1966. And that person is Dana Webb, who is on the Ben Davis Wall of Fame and was one of the first general managers here. So he was not the first, but I think he may have been the second or third. We only had six of us, though, in 59 years. That's pretty good.
That's at least one guy every 10 years.
Yeah. Well, and I've been here, I don't even know now, 27th year.
That throws off the average. You're an outlier and you should not be included in the statistic.
And my predecessor was here 17. So we're the two longest serving general managers, my teacher and me. So Paul Mendenhall, shout out to him if he's listening this morning. Scott Gregg, Dana Webb, Dave Dunn, who's passed. And there's another one that I'm not thinking of way back at the beginning. Shout out to you too. But it is WBDG's 59th birthday. And, certainly all of the, alumni who might hear this, thank you, for making WBDG what it's been over the last 59 years. And thank you to everyone who has contributed to the station, you know, your talents, your treasure over the years. To the district, my goodness, we wouldn't be here if it weren't for the support of the MSD of Wayne Township, who, you know, thought this crazy thing of giving students a microphone.
It was a bad idea. You've irreversibly damaged how I talk to people.
59 years of WBDG. Next year will be 60. So we're entering our 60th year now, as you can hear the crunch of the apple.
It's a very
on the
crisp
air.
Apple.
I could definitely tell. So we're entering our 60th year, and we'll have some stuff coming up for that. Sent out a survey. If you go to, I believe, our social media, you might scroll back a little bit. There's a survey, I think on Facebook, though, it's still pinned right at the top. So go out there and check out that survey. We're trying to figure out if people want to have, like, a celebration just on air, or if people want to have, like, a program celebration where we do something in the auditorium and invite back old alumni, well, not old alumni, but alumni from the program, and maybe former general managers and things, or, you know, just things like that. We're trying to determine just exactly how we want to do this. So if you have any ideas, you can find us on social media at WBDG Indy. So happy birthday to WBDG. And, of course, we've got that thing over there on the wall, that thing we call the that's it.
There it is.
Yeah.
All right. Up on the big board today. Tonight is Valentine's Day.
It is.
We've got a game.
What more romantic thing to do than to take your date to a basketball game? It is, by the way, a pink out as well tonight for Valentine's Day and also cancer research. But anyway,
Oh, yeah. It's Lawrence North here at Ben Davis.
Huge game.
Yeah, big game.
Huge game.
I didn't know that, but I do now.
This will determine the control of the MIC conference. So,
yeah, big game tonight. Whoever wins this game is in charge of the nuclear football. that's tonight at 7:30 p.m.
Wait a minute. I thought I was...
And then Monday, February 17th, is President's Day. We will not have school. We will not be here.
It's my day, all day.
And I will not be, that would be 2 weeks in a row. I haven't done my show.
Donald, it's my day.
The Wayne Winter Games are February 22nd.
How you doing?
We still need to get
the
time up on the
board. I can do my day, too.
We still need to get the time up on the board.
All the presidents are here.
The time up on the board, because I don't know when the Winter Games are on the 22nd.
They ate, I think the games, I mean, once again, the Wayne Winter Games is the overall, is the overall name of the event, but then they also have the Wayne 8 and the Giant Health Fair and all that fun stuff that day. So we'll get that out there, but it is coming up next weekend.
All right.
And then College Goal Sunday.
Last up is College Goal Sunday.
Which Bill Wozniak will be here next week. I'll be he'll be our guest.
Yeah, that's February 23rd at 2 p.m.
Yep, and that is...
that is the thing that we call...
Yeah. Well, I think it's time to bring back this. Just to welcome somebody here.
WBDG-FM HD1, Indianapolis.
We haven't heard this in a while.
Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for school talk. I'm your host, and my name is...
Johnson.
This is school talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision. So make the right move and jump on the bus.
Here it comes.
Here it comes!
Woo!
School Talk has arrived!
That was a good one.
Come on! Let's go!
This is the intro with live commentary.
On School Talk, we deal with issues.
It's
issues
like
that involve
you. Used to
you,
buy a DVD.
Issues that involve you, the parent. Financial. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. Once again, for the 1,214th time, you're not, but you're on the beach shoot with John Easterman. What's your name, Leroy? I don't know. His name is Hot Dog. Ah! That was history.
Yeah.
Hey, now I'm on the West Side, Voices of the West Side.
Yeah.
Push the magic button for the magic button, magic button, magic button.
You got me on your
side.
Yeah.
Chop, chop.
Woo! Mystery, thank you for welcoming me back. I just want to say 59 years.
Yeah.
This radio station, 59 years. Y'all got to do the math. I'm 70, so it's been around just almost longer.
I'm 49, so add 10.
Yeah, and you're
add
13
years.
Oh, man.
Can't you hear that voice?
Oh,
that's the
man.
Voice of a 13-year-old.
I'm actually 93.
Yeah, man. He's Benjamin Button.
I can, man. Give me something you drinking. Give me something what you eating. Give me
milk
some of that
and water,
potion.
Man.
Yeah. And they're very crisp apples we heard earlier.
Crisp apple. Apples are good for you. Apple Day keeps the teacher happy. And put a dollar bill with it too when you come into school. Or 5 or 10 or 15, 20. I'll take the teacher. Pencils. Need pencil. Teachers need pencil. Still use pencils.
Yeah.
Number 5.
Actually, I get more requests for pencils than pens anymore.
Yeah, I can believe that. Yeah. But just be included in the breath, in the conversation, when you talk about Giant 90.9.
Well, I mean, you had, 21 years here at WBDG with School Talk every Friday morning?
Yeah, but it's still cool to be involved in the conversation, John. It's like when you go to Wikipedia and you read through all the history of the radio station, then you see under programming, then you see somebody you recognize, and you see Emerson Allen, who hosted School Talk at Emerson, which was a 30-minute weekly, man. And it was, my name is in there. My name is in there. And so it's etched in granite until they somebody does something in there and ever change it.
But we never really figured out how many episodes you did, but if you do the math, it's about 35, 36 episodes a year.
I wonder if I got all this, I got a whole bunch of CDs.
Yeah.
And I got a couple cassettes.
We used to record the show on CD and cassette.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'll bring a stack in one day. It'd be an awesome picture. And I think I got the cassette on one of the first shows. It's on a cassette.
Yeah.
And so
that was a long time ago.
Long time ago. Yeah, we both had hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had to send messages by smoke signal.
Oh,
that's when,
man,
I didn't have hair.
And yeah. Carrier pigeon,
yeah. So it's been great to be included in the conversation when you talk about the greats of Giant 90.9 and all the celebrities that have went on to do great things from this program.
Well, and really when you look at our studios now, I mean, everything is digital. Mm-hmm. If you go back on our Facebook page, right at the top, I've got some pictures from over the years at WBDG of our students in action. Yeah. And one of the first pictures is somebody in there. She's queuing up a record.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so you can see her queuing up a record and getting ready to play the record. You don't have to queue up records anymore.
I'm glad.
I remember I was in my basement.
It was tough.
During COVID, when we broadcasted the radio program show out of my basement and out of the studio simultaneously. And I did a crazy video on YouTube of me playing some records. And because we were all, when you're at home during COVID, you do some, you did some very creative things, you know. So I had like a session in my basement and I was playing the records. And I think John responded by, "Hey, yeah, that's cool, man. When you get done, come over to the station, man. You can go over and play records over here."
But I think I said, you were like, "Yeah, I'm playing radio at home or something like that."
Yeah,
I said,
"
"there's a radio station right across the street. You have the key." So
yeah, it was.
But he shut off the radio station one time. I almost made him spit out his coffee.
Yeah, that I did. And I hosted my show once. I tried to host. I started that same day I cut the radio off. Might have been.
Well, I think it was like a 2-hour delay, and our producer wasn't there, and so Emerson produced his own show once.
Mm. Yeah,
in 21 years.
Yeah, I was in your seat.
Yeah. He's like, "I want to do this by myself this week." I was like, "All right."
And I don't know what buttons I was pushing to this day right now. I wouldn't know what those buttons mean over there. Even after all these years, being on this side of the hot seat, I take my hat off to you guys and gals, and everybody else who's been on the other side of the board. Push a magic button for our producers, man, because our producers, man, they...
Oops.
Yeah, push that one, too.
I thought that was the magic button.
Producers
at the bottom.
Producers change everything.
He was on his phone. I was trying to.
Sorry, my bad.
So he's multitasking.
You got to be on your toes with Emerson.
I apologize.
So the producers, man, they do some awesome things. And John, you are pushing the magic button again for the teacher, man. I got to shout out John Easton, man. Because you look at the alumni that's in this program. Christian Lee starting the top of the list, you know, going down from there. You know, look at these alumni. Christian Lee. Kevin Gregory, Kevin Lee, Scott Hope, Liz Dixon, Garrison King, Dana Webb, all these folks that John Easter has some dealings with.
Right.
Some dealings with.
Well, you know, I didn't teach Christy Lee. But that was Dana.
Some dealings with.
And you know, that's the thing, though. Whoever sat in my seat, as we people will say, "Hey, you know, look at all these people." But it's really them. It's the students. Yeah. I pointed at Kieran. I know that radio is.
But them.
They learn. Make us look good, and I'm sure all the other general managers would.
Was Christy Lee a student?
She was, but not mine.
But she was a student. You said them, and you're right. It's them.
Yep.
And then you see them grow up to be us, like adults.
Right.
And then you say, "Wow."
Well, and I'm not the only WB. I think Dana Webb and I are the only two that. Well, Dave Dunn, I think, also was a Ben Davis grad, but I think that makes it special too, because, you know, this was something that I did in high school.
Yeah.
And now I get to be like in charge and not in charge. That's the wrong word, but I get to
in charge. And you see them blossom. You see the Kirk Darlings of the world. Then you see the Corey Clarks of the world.
Yeah.
But you had a instrument in both, some purpose to do with both of those young men, watching them grow on the program out in the real world, doing the real stuff. But they did the real stuff here in school before they did the real stuff in the real world.
And the vast majority of our students, because of the nature of the industry, don't end up going into radio. That's kind of the thing. So, but they will all come back and they'll say, you know, I know, for example, I think Adam Hedrick's a manager I can't remember exactly what he manages, but he manages stores and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he'll say that you know, he earned confidence, got confidence. Jason Lee, who's a plumber, had his own company, now is sold the company and is doing, I think he's with Mr. Quick.
Okay.
But he's like higher up there, but he'll say, you know, because you've had him on the show, he'll talk about how the experience he gained here helped him make those spots that you see and things on TV. Yeah.
For and the discipline, you know, that you learn here, even though it's loosey-goosey, you got to be disciplined.
Yeah.
You know, even though it's organized loosey-goosey, you know, you just ain't running around with your head chopped off with your eyes all closed.
What is it Mr. Gorin says? Organized chaos?
Organized chaos.
Yeah.
And because it all comes out.
It is
out.
Sometimes organized chaos around here.
It's our motto.
And then you listen to the shoe. At the end of the big shoe, and you're like, man, that was an awesome show.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you had to organize from, you know, you didn't do, it just got to be because it's in your soul and in your heart. But to see them, man, I know it's just, and really, here's the freaky part about John. I'll be in my office. Yeah, well, anyway, I said it anyway. I'll be in my office. I'm 70, y'all. I'm going to say some crazy stuff. And I look at the pictures of all the things that I've done, and I stand there and I sit there. And I just smile of all the things, all the folks, life you can touch. And I know you do the same doggone thing when you see the pictures of the kids that came through here and seeing them. And you're sitting there going like, dang, wow. Then you look at yourself, wow, I gained a little bit. Or I lost a little bit. Or I look a little bit different. Lost. You know, I go through that. You know, I lost a little bit. You know, I gained a little hair, lost a little hair.
Yeah.
But then you look at the kids, you know, you go like, man. I
lost sleep.
I was here during, you know, I lived that. I was a part of that. And it makes your life look like, man, it's been worthwhile. When you look back, you're like, yeah, it's been a good ride.
Well, and one thing you find out, too, and this isn't a negative or a knock on this building. I think it's just kind of the nature of it. This place moves fast. Ben Davis High School moves fast. Area 31 Career Center moves fast. So I know that a year, 2 years, 3 years after I retire, there'll be somebody else in here.
Yeah.
They'll be doing their own thing. And the legacy of the station will continue as long as it's here. But you talk about the really special things special times are when you can sit back and you look and you say, yeah, we did that. Dude, you know?
You think about, you talk about things moving fast. Newsflash, John, life moves too fast.
Well, I think you were about my age when you started school talk.
Oh, young pup, just like you. Yeah. But then you look at the equipment, how it was growing. I remember seeing the Julia Carson show.
Yeah.
I saw that it was a different board at that time.
This
room has changed.
It's been subtle, but it has changed.
Yeah.
You could bet when we first moved in, the desk was on the other wall.
Exactly.
Like against the wall. So people are like, why are these electrical outlets just like out in the middle of nowhere? And it's because, well, our desk used to be on top of them.
Exactly.
So you didn't see them when you walked in. But, you know, that was just one thing. And then when Mr. Goins came in, they ripped out all the furniture from TV and ripped out all the furniture in here and made the desk that we have now.
Awesome.
Yeah, but we've been in this studio now 25 years. We'll be going on 25 years that we've been in this studio.
And the studio's got a lot of history. I'm really surprised. We never, and I've just said, we never sold the rights of the studio to name it.
I don't think we can do that by school board policy, though.
I tried one time, and I found out you couldn't.
Yeah. There's school board policy that says you can't.
Yeah, you couldn't do it. I wanted to do it so bad. I can say this now, because I was on staff at that time. I was outreach coordinator for radio and TV, and I really wanted to sell the rights of the station, of the studio part, to something huge and big. I don't know who name I was even thinking about. Somebody just huge.
Well, you remember we used to have a little short hallway between radio and TV.
Yeah.
And there was like, it was probably no more than, 5 feet of hall,
because
there used to be a wall over there on the other side, and there was just a little short hallway. Mm-hmm. I used to call that the Paul Menon Hall.
Paul Menon Hall.
I can say it now.
That's pretty cool, the Paul Menon Hall. So that would work.
Yeah.
You know, that would work.
That was informal, by the way. If you're listening to the school board, I didn't actually.
Oh, yeah. We both in trouble with school board now, man. You know, they're going to call us like Mr. Easter, Mr. Allen.
But that brings up another point. All the school board members who have
supported
this program.
Supported.
I mean,
from day one.
Like I said, giving
kids
a microphone.
No, giving me a microphone.
I should not be allowed anywhere near a microphone.
Because one thing we talk about is that microphone is on.
So powerful.
And it's not coming back. Mm-mm. What you say goes out there.
This is mine now.
It's gone.
I will not be returning it.
But can you imagine?
It's out there.
Yeah, I mean, like, you're right about that. You know, I remember way, way back in 2003, we even had a conversation with Dr. Moricott and Dr. Thompson and yourself. And then and I know the school board talked about it, too, that a community member on our airways, you know, with loose lips, sinking ships. Oh, man, I was a perfect candidate. I still am the perfect candidate. I'll just say I'm the perfect candidate. You know, I love Wayne Township School. My kids was in Wayne Township School. At that time, I was an educational foundation. I was on the Wayne Township Fire Department Mayor Board. So I was bleeding Wayne Township purple pride all the way. And I have always been, you know, so perfect. It was perfect timing for me to be involved with Wayne Township and Ben Davis High School to promote what Wayne Township is doing for our kids to this day. You know, and, man, it's been a ride.
Yeah,
I'm still on that ride, John.
I'm still
on that ride.
You are the host emeritus, so we always say welcome back anytime.
Yeah, it's great. I don't care what nobody said. You can go through life and do a lot of different things, but when you go through something like this, man, it's like you go like, wow, man. The special people that allow you to do special things, and a whole bunch of special folks allowed you to do it. Not just one, a whole bunch of special folks allowed you.
Speaking of special people, Dr. Butts.
Ah, man.
You know, he certainly has been great.
Yeah, it's crazy.
His predecessors, Dr. Bowes.
Yeah, man. The HR department. Yeah. You know, all the school board, all the school board, you know, all of them going way back to when.
I think Dr. Mason.
I remember, I can't think of his name, but I remember me and him went to a basketball game together and his granddaughter was there, my daughter was there, and we were
got, school board?
Yeah.
Al?
Yeah, we get kind of rowdy. we get kind of rowdy in the crowd. We're cheering on our kids, and we had a ball that game.
Phyllis Lewis?
Yep.
Phyllis I mean, gosh.
Lewis. Man. Just,
you know, all these people that have contributed to.
Collabro?
Yeah.
You know, oh, man.
All Collabro?
I'm probably going to miss the names. I know I am.
Yeah. But, would we start? You start naming names. Yeah. You miss a few. But the current school board, thank you very much for continuing to support us.
Yeah.
And in 2003, a very significant moment, which most of the students that are now in the studio benefited from. We were adopted by Area 31.
Yeah.
In 2003.
Yeah.
So if we had not been adopted, we'd still be a Ben Davis only program.
Exactly.
And Kieran wouldn't be here.
Nope. It's totally
maybe
awesome.
I'd be able to sleep then.
Yeah,
Kieran, you know, Jace, I see Leo out there, Noah behind me, Miles in the group in Studio B.
I wouldn't have gone to Sam Perriman's graduation.
No.
No.
And that's the cool thing too, that is people don't understand. Yeah. You hear the voices on the air, a lot of people just assume they're Ben Davis students, but
they're all from, and so
they come in here not knowing each other from different schools and sometimes rival schools.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Brownsburg and Avon are rivals, you know, Danville and Tri-West are rivals.
The only friends that I knew here were in different classes. All of my friends are in welding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is, you know, cringe, but, you know.
Well, welding's not cringe, but.
No, they are. Okay. The people.
Well,
my friends in welding are cringe.
We'll edit that out. It won't make post.
I've had a lot of shows like that. No, just kidding.
I'm just kidding, too. We're leaving that kidding. In.
They all made it.
Welding, write your letters to Kieran Sandulo. That
yes,
is
please
S-A-N-D-U-L-L-O.
Please complain to me. Your anger fuels me.
And now live from the hallway.
Mr. Easter.
Can I come back?
This is Mr. Goins.
Who was your guest last week?
Me. We didn't have a guest last week.
When was the Wayne Township health games?
Oh, that was a couple weeks ago.
That was a few.
Yeah.
One day I'm going to make that. I think next year I'm going to have a chance to make that. Maybe this would be a good segue going to something else. And I love talking about that. But I want to make that. Hopefully next year. I'm going back to part-time on my JOB. And I'll have some Saturdays available. I really want to have my face in the place in that thing.
I know this is what we were talking about, but I'll go ahead and mention, too, since we brought up the Wayne Township Education Foundation, we recently received 2 grants from them.
Get out of here.
Yeah, we received a grant to help us pay for transportation to the ISB.
Hey.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, so when we go to the ISB, they don't have to pay anything.
That is awesome.
Thank you. Partially because of the
My wallet township. Is safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, your parents' wallet is safe.
And so that's March 10th that we'll go to that, and Mr. Goins is chaperoning this year. I think you're going too.
I'm going to go. I'm calling in sick. I'm just kidding about calling in. I'm not calling in sick in case anybody from my JOBs. I'm off that day, legitly.
And I got to wear another suit.
And then, secondly, we had a very I said, can I announce their name? And Lisa Bays from the Wayne Township Education Foundation, she said, let's keep it anonymous. So I'm going to keep it anonymous. But we had a very generous alumnus who contacted us earlier this year, and they wanted to give us a significant donation.
That's what I'm talking about.
So we went through the process with the foundation, and in cooperation with the Wayne Township Education Foundation, his foundation from his job, from his JOB, and also this alumnus, we have secured a grant that's going to help us maybe upgrade some of our equipment and things here in the studio. The good news is that we were trying to think, like, what could we upgrade? Mm. And it's kind of like the Wayne Township, MSD of Wayne Township, the Area 31 Cooperative, all those, they've taken good care of us. So, we're thinking this board that is in front of Kieran is now going on 18 years old.
Oh,
so it
this
doesn't
board
look
is
it.
A year older than I am.
Yeah,
but it doesn't look it.
No,
yeah,
it's still in great shape.
You wouldn't be able to tell.
Sound like
you
me? Know,
we put a significant investment into this board when we purchased it.
Yeah,
but that's the thing.
Technology, man.
Technology changes, but the thing is, we went to the school board and at the time Dennis Tackett in the business office and said, hey, we want to spend like a car amount of a car and buy this board for the station. And, you know, the taxpayers and everyone else purchase this for us.
Yeah.
And it's still going to, I mean, I'd say we got our money's worth out of this board.
Awesome. You all hear that? You did this to yourselves.
That technology does not stand still.
So thank you.
Thanks, push the magic button on that one, man.
Thanks
that
to
is
those,
awesome. Push the magic
those people,
button.
Wade Township Education Foundation, magic button.
Put your magic button on that. Yeah. Foundation's been the foundation. It's been doing what it's supposed to do for years. And one thing about the Education Foundation, to all the board members out there, all the board members of Wayne Township Education Foundation, you work.
Yeah. Work
that
board.
Is not a board you won't come on thinking you're just gonna sit there. I got a title. My title, I'm on the Education Foundation board, period. No, you work. That's a working board.
That's what
board.
Emerson said going into the board.
That's a work. Yeah, that's a working board. You work, you know, you work for it, and you work, and that's it's a great feeling to have. And if I tell anyone you want to be on a board that makes a difference in the community. One time, the Education Foundation has been that way forever, ever since I've been involved. So way back in the Bart York days, you know, way back in the 2000s, that board, you work.
Mm-hmm.
It's good work, too. So good work.
Yeah.
So we're 8 o'clock. We haven't talked about what we want to talk about.
Oh, yeah, and I got to be at my real JLB at 9, but I do want to hit this if we can. What's that legal thing at 8 o'clock you usually do?
WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis, your stage for variety.
Boom, we're done.
Boy, usually I don't get a chance to say that. Have you reminded? You should remind me. I got pretty good there. I look at the clock and say, "Oh, time for a lingo."
Yeah,
I ain't too bad.
I do that even when I'm at home. I'll look at the clock and it'll be like 10 o'clock at night. I'll be like, it's time for a league. Oh, no,
I want to see that on video. I want to see you just sitting in your house, ain't doing nothing, sitting there in your socks, and just sitting off, sitting there with you relax, got your work clothes off. Now you're wearing your clothes you clean the yard up. Got your old Farmer John overalls on, sitting there watching TV, and I'm going to hear you go like, news is good. Oh,
I like to imagine you have an alarm set on your phone that goes off at the top of the hour that tells you to do the legal.
That would be funny. I'm going to bring cameras and do that. I'm going to knock on your door. Hey, John, it's that time.
KBDG, I'm at HD1 Indianapolis.
I'm so stupid.
He's just angling cameras through your windows.
Like poking, It's like, you want something? WBDG, FMHD1, Indianapolis.
I like how we said we needed to talk about the thing and then we didn't talk about the thing.
We haven't done it yet. It was like this for 21 years.
Yeah. Oh, I figured.
The school talk.
I'm just thinking how many times
I can wrap this cable around.
Every
my
time
finger.
You go somewhere, and I don't care where you're at, John. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care what meeting you're in. I don't care where you're at. Every top of the hour you go, you do it.
Sitting in professional development,
give you $5.
Now, what we must do is when we write our lesson plan, WBDGFMHD1 Indianapolis.
Dr. Buscaw, John, could you step up in my office? I want to talk about the progress.
Mr. Easter?
I want to just talk about some of the basketball games and the great teams and great things students been doing. So you sit with Dr. Bus and you're talking, and in mid sentence, you just stop and you go,
but Dr. Butts is so media savvy that he probably wouldn't question it. Oh, you're doing a leap hole.
Yeah,
he probably knows.
He does.
Yeah,
he definitely does. I'm so sick. sorry, Dr. Butts. You know me. I ain't got no sense, dollars or cents. That'd be so funny though. Get stopped by the police officer. You'd be speeding and stuff, and it'd be 1 minute to the top of the hour. And he's asking,
how fast you were going?
How fast you
were going? WBDG FMHD. I'm afraid we're going to have you step out of the car.
Ashley, get you doing a sobriety test. Because of your response.
WBDG 81 Indianapolis. All right, I'm just going to need you to blow in this real quick.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus, to my help.
I need you to look into my button. Body cam.
Body cam.
Emerson's laugh sounded like the tire screech.
I want this one for social media, sir.
Oh my goodness.
This is my personal collection.
Yes.
Wait. It'd be you have a meeting, you have an assembly in the auditorium first of the year, and Dr. Buss is on the stage and he's asking anyone to come up to talk about how their year went, how they expect the year. John gets up here, it's 1 minute to an hour, and John starts talking. All of a sudden you go find this.
Well, last year was a very, very great year. We won so many awards. We had so many graduates. The students were WBDG FMHD1 Indianapolis. And we...
And then he just keeps going.
It's been 59 years. 59 years of this, ladies and gentlemen. That's what WBDG, that's it.
The Principal Squire on the stage says, John's been working a long time. He's been doing great things for us, but I think he needs a vacation.
We just let him sit in the office. We make him think that he's running this.
Nurse, step over. Is there a nurse in the house? Oh man! Then they carry him out. They carry him out, and then
if you give him a microphone, he won't get sad.
That's right.
And then he does. Then he does the James Brown. Then he runs back to the stage, throws off his jacket, runs back to the stage, and grabs the mic one more time. please don't go.
We need a podcast for this, don't we?
Yeah.
Are we on the air still?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm just wondering. We're probably in trouble.
We are still on the air.
I didn't know if somebody hit the emergency shutdown.
No, I probably should have, but it was too late. We were in too deep.
Yeah, this was too good.
Someone
had to let it go.
That pole, hit that switch on the pole.
hit the wrong button on the computer.
Oh, man, that'd be funny.
I would have just played Boys to Men if I knew it was still an option.
Oh, man. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm back. I'm going to try. It's
welcome
kinda
back.
Hard,
yeah.
I didn't know you
every
left.
Time, every time I see you, John, it's going to hit me. I must say.
I might just randomly do it in what you're talking about. I won't.
Oh, that'd be funny.
What are we talking about today?
Okay. This is, okay, men's health. I do want to talk a little bit on men's health and tell a little story. So I don't know if you want to do a commercial. You got anything you want to
do? No, we're good.
Okay, you good? Okay.
Are we getting serious? Is that why?
It's got a little serious tone to it. Have a little serious tone to it. Good, it's good. And yeah, it does have a little serious tone to it. But I want to talk about a person.
Mm-hmm.
A person that I met, a person that I knew, and a person who I last saw back in 2017 when I was going downtown to the Brain Cancer Center to get some infusions for my nerve damage in my left hand, which you probably never noticed that. You might have. I got some nerve damage in my left hand that I think happened when I was in the Marine Corps. So I was there getting some infusion. And then while I was there, a certain individual, I heard a certain voice. And as a result of that voice, I'm going to read something. And the title of this, what I'm going to read, was published in the Indianapolis Star. And the title was called, "He Survived Cancer and Now Has a New Mission." And I'm not going to tell you the author yet. Anyway, so the story goes, and this in Apple Star, starts like this. Emerson Allen Jr. shouted out a friendly hello from the next pod over Tuesday morning at the Simon Cancer Center, and then flashed a big smile when I peeked around the corner. Years has passed since I have seen this, and this word, I had to look it up. Gregarious.
Gregarious.
It's
a good word.
I had to look it up. I said, what does that mean?
It describes you.
I got a GED. I didn't know what that means. I said, what does that mean? So the Gregarious, local radio talk show host, who once served as the Indies coordinator for faith-based initiatives, but we quickly caught up. He told me about his prostate cancer that he survived and nerve damage he was having in his left hand. He said, and that was my reason there for being there that Tuesday. Then as he waited, not me, as he waited for his last chemo infusion to begin, he told me about, he read it like this. He said, as I waited for my last chemo infusion to begin, he told me, talking about me, about his wonderful new mission in life. So he writes, and I'm going to just tell you who it was, Matthew Tully.
Mm-hmm.
So as Matthew writes, and he talks about, he said, and here's the quote in Matthew's reading, and I talked to him, I said, I just want to be out there as much as I can talking to men about the benefits of screenings and getting the physicals, he said. So many men have symptoms and they ignore them, or they try to play doctor at home, or they don't have symptoms, so they never go to the doctor. But I'm telling you to get yourself checked out, end quote. Alan, 62, hadn't had any symptoms before being diagnosed more than 2 years ago, but he also hadn't had a physical for a while. A friend, a doctor, pestered Alan, him to go to get his checkup. The friend might have saved his life. Alan learned after reluctantly getting their checkup that he was among the roughly 160,000 American men diagnosed each year with prostate cancer. So the quote is, I cried, and this is true. I cried like a baby, he said. But the doctor said I had options. I'm blessed. I have some side effects, but sure, but I'll still be here, and life is great. I want more men to survive cancer, but that means catching it early as you can. The West Side resident has had quite a career. Now I'm going to go into my career. So he wrote more about my career and things of that nature. But the key to this whole story, as I go through, and it's still out there on the Indianapolis Star website. Cancer doesn't care who you are. It doesn't care your finances. It doesn't care about your title or your family, just how much money you make or anything else. I hate cancer, so I wanted to do whatever I can to let men know that they need to get screened. So that was my new mission. And to tell every man approaching 40 years old, you know, go get your prostate check. And at the same time, tell every man, as you grow up, stay in contact with your doctor. Now, I was telling Tully this on May 23rd, 2017. We had that conversation. And so he was coming in. Matthew Clay was coming in to get his own chemotherapy for his stomach cancer. And he stopped. He said, hold on a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute. Let me put my 2 cents in it. So he stopped and told the folks, I'm going to hold off on my treatment. I'm going to talk to Emerson. I want to help tell his story. So he wrote that and published it the next day, like 2 days later, at 3:38 on May 25th, 2017. He published this story in an app, in an Apple Star. So catch this now. Men need to take care of ourselves, but we need to take care of each other also. Matthew took time out of his personal time, his medical time, to help somebody else tell a story that's going to help somebody else. Man, that was huge. It was just huge. Huge. You know? And so that's what drives me now. Him and Reverend Charles William, they drive me to keep telling the story, keep telling the men, go see your doctor, got to be there. You know, and I'll talk about the time when I was at home with my kids. My wife was standing there. My daughter was standing there. My granddaughter was standing there. None of my granddaughters standing there. My great-granddaughter was laying there because she couldn't walk at that time. So I have 5 females right there at the same time, and I was the only dude in the room. The only guy, but I was the husband, the father, the grandfather, the great-grandfather, all at the same time. And I was the only dude in the room. Huge, powerful. Can't tell me men don't make a difference. That's why you got to go talk to your doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So getting back to Matthew Tully, man, in that time he took out of his awesome his time for his chemotherapy to talk to little old Emerson, helping with my story, was huge. And I never, ever, 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 ever forgot that. So I went on doing life, went on doing my thing, went on working and talking, and I did, and I lost track of Matthew. We didn't talk for a while. And then he passed after a 2-year battle with stomach cancer. He passed. I'm still here. He stopped to help me in 2007, but he passed on October 29th, 2018. Hey, guys. Birthday's October 29th.
Mm.
He passed on my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stuck. Mm. I'm stuck. I can't talk about prostate cancer awareness without talking about Matthew Tully. I can't. It's totally in my... It's in my DNA. It's in my DNA.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. He how a man fighting his own battle for cancer stops in his moment of treatment to talk to another person about his treatment, to tell others about something that will help you by going getting pre-screened, and then he passes from that cancer a year later, you know, on your birthday, October 29th, 2018. That messed me up from the neck up.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about men and who have their life has been intertwined with yours, even though you've known them for a while. Because I've known him since 2003 when I was working for BART in that 2003-2005 era, you know. And that's when we first met up there in the community. So you never know who you were meeting, what type of relationship you were having, how it have a lasting effect on your life, you know. But Men. That's why I asked you, you know, hope you took advantage of the Wayne Township Winter Games, and hope you're seeing your doctor. Hope you're going out, not trying to be Superman. Because, hey, here's the thing about Superman. When men try to be Superman ain't real.
Yeah.
Superman ain't real. Why are you trying to be Superman? He don't exist. is a comic book character. But you are, but you as a man, you're real. So you tell your uncles, tell your pops, you know, they getting, go talk to your doctor. Just keep, John, you already know, keep your checkups, you know, keep getting those checkups from the neck up, you know, checking from the neck down.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's usually where, where it goes these days.
Get them all.
Woo.
Oh, man, because to enjoy what you do now, man, to have this, I'm 70 years old, man, and enjoying what I'm doing now. And my PSA, it went up a little bit, John. In 2023, I was at 0.02, and then 2024, I was 0.06. So I'm going back Wednesday to find out why my PSA tick up a little bit. My prostate's gone, so I can't catch prostate cancer again. But my PSA went high, so you always got to go to your doctor to find out what's going on with your body and keep track of it, you know. And hopefully cancer doesn't return itself, because I have no desire to do chemotherapy. But like you say, you do what you got to do to be around.
Well, and two, I know we're talking specifically men, but also with women in your life. Absolutely. When you look at today is pink out tonight for the breast cancer awareness, coaches versus cancer, with the basketball team. And you know, my mother hadn't had a
mammogram,
breast exam and mammogram mm-hmm. for a while, and so it was kind of a story where she sat down in a chair in the clubhouse. They lived in Florida, so she sat down in a chair, and the chair, there was something wrong with it. The chair broke.
Yeah.
And she fell and she hit her hip. So they were doing a x-ray on her hip,
mm-hmm.
and they were able to somehow catch that she had a mass in her breast.
Mm.
And it was stage 3 when they found it.
Wow.
So, but she had no symptoms, no pain, anything. And so it was something unrelated to that they caught it. And if she'd had her normal exams and everything, they would have caught it. So
you're right.
You know, that's just another story. And she ended up going through it.
Yeah.
That was not an easy thing. And you know, it was, but to that point, if any symptoms,
you don't know something,
go to those regular exams.
Yeah. And you're right about women, because last time I checked, fellas, sitting here, if it wasn't for our mamas, I don't think we would be here.
No.
I mean, technology is technology. Yeah. You know, I don't get one away. Well, I don't think we would have been here if it wasn't for our mamas. So we need our mamas and our women to be healthy. Yes, yes. That's a huge call out, John. Huge, huge, huge. So, you know, all hats off to that. So that's what I, you know, I know where I'm out of here. I got to go play golf in a mattress store. Hey, you should see what I do in a mattress. Now I'm literally in trouble.
I've seen your YouTube channel. So.
Oh, yeah. I make some crazy YouTube. They're all legit. You know, I got some good ones I'm going to show when I leave the company, though. You know, I really do test our mattresses out, though. So, but anyway, hey, folks out there, on the serious side, just get your men. Please see your doctor. Women, see your doctor. Family members, see your doctor. Don't try to play doctor on yourself.
Can we play charades through the window here?
Don't try to be Superman.
Yeah.
So, that's my message for today. John, I appreciate you letting me come on in and add that. With the birthday wishes, because birthdays happen when you get older. So hopefully all you guys listen can have those 70-year-old birthdays.
Was that Relay for Life that used to talk about having more birthdays?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember Relay for Life. Yeah. Yep. Sure. See all the stuff you used to do? You broadcast live in that booger,
too. Did.
Yeah,
we
right
did.
There in the stadium. And
all night.
Sure did. All night long.
That was fun. You know, and this is, I know we're way over now, but I remember we used to do the Relay for Life over at Chapel Hill at the football stadium. Mm-hmm. And I remember we were interviewing people as they were walking around the track. Cause you know, the whole, and Relay for Lives. I mean, I don't know. Do they do them still?
Don't know. Let's Google.
But I know they used to do these, and the thing was you had to have a team member on the track at all times, which it wasn't that well enforced, but you had to theoretically have a team member on there at all time. People would pledge to the team, blah, blah, blah. So we stopped this man at the start finish line because our microphone wouldn't go much further than that.
Yeah.
And we asked him, you know, why are you here? I've survived cancer 7 times.
Dang.
He said. And then he lists off all the cancers that he'd survived. And it was multiple places, multiple areas. And, you know, how do you, what's your next question? You know, I mean, when somebody tells you, I've survived cancer 7 times.
I think my first question would be how.
Yeah. I mean, but you think of everything that they have been through and they're still here.
They stood.
Mm-hmm. They're still here. They're still going. And it's like he had such a positive attitude. It's kind of like when we go and we do the Out of the Darkness walk at the start of the year, which is a different issue with suicide. Mm-hmm. These people have been through so much, but yet they're still here.
Yeah,
the people that have that are survivors and they're still here.
Got to be.
So
they still do it.
Yeah,
they still do Relay for Life. They still do it. Yep, 40 years strong. So there's just so much going on.
Life is good, like you say, Emerson.
And that was one thing. That was the last. I do want to add that. I do. I'm glad you said that because there was one quote that Matthew did, which was pretty cool. It was like when I told Matthew, I said, guys like us, we have to tell the other people out there that life is still good after you've been diagnosed with cancer. And you're going to have to deal with it eventually. So do it now and give you a chance at a better life, better chance, end quote. Then Tully ended his column by saying this, and I quote, everything he said was correct. But, this is Telly talking, but I want to emphasize one point in particular. Life is still good, even when you're dealing with something bad. Happy Memorial Day.
Goodbye. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and in case you didn't know who Matt Tully was, he was the political columnist.
There you go.
For the Indianapolis Star for many, many, many years, before James Briggs, who I think is in that role now.
Thank you, John.
He worked for there. You referenced Bart Peterson, too. He was mayor of Indianapolis. That's who you worked for back in many years ago. When you started this show, you were working for Mayor Peterson as the faith-based liaison. So,
Matthew Tully. That name's just stuck with me now,
and,
folks.
Cancer can just come out like a lightning strike. I mean, it's like you talked about you weren't having any symptoms. You go to the doctor for a checkup, and, you know, your week, your month, your year, your life changed right there in that moment. So you never know, but it's better. Some people are like, I don't want to know.
Yeah.
I just don't want to. Yeah, well,
yeah
you do.
I want to say this, and I'll be done. Matthew was he passed at the age of 49 on Monday, October 29, 2018, at his home. He was born September 12, 1969, in Washington, D.C. He grew up in Gary and Portage, Indiana. He was a graduate of AIU. He was a graduate of 1992 graduate class of Indiana University, you know, and spent a lot of time working in D.C. for 5 years, covering the U.S. Senate and Congressional Quarterly. Began his career as a reporter for the Gary Post Tribune in Northwest Indiana. But he did an awesome thing also in 2012 there at Manual High School. He authored Searching for Hope, which told the powerful stories of students and faculty at Manual High School in Annapolis, Indiana. So he done some great things, man, and left a mark with the young people here in Marion County.
Was a great writer.
Yeah.
Phenomenal writer. Didn't always agree with everything he wrote.
Oh, yeah. A lot of folks say that, yeah.
But that's the good thing about a political columnist. Mm-hmm. You don't have to agree with him all the time.
He was a great person.
Absolutely.
Great person. So, yeah. So my hats go off to his family, but having an opportunity to share my life with Matthew Tully, and just mention his name. Just
awesome. He was fair.
Yeah.
Because you could never tell what side of the aisle he was on. That's kind of the cool thing too about political columnists. When you can't really tell what their political persuasion is, that's pretty awesome.
The truth will set you free.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I think we did it.
Well, we've overshot by quite a bit.
It's all right. Might as well go for the hour now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I gotta go. I gotta go to work.
Yeah, I know.
But thank you guys for having me and letting me run my mouth again.
Thanks for coming back. You know the door's always open.
Yeah, Security caught me yesterday trying to come in because I came to, maybe it was 10 o'clock at 10 p.m. and wasn't nobody here. Maybe that's a wrong time. No, just kidding.
He was trying to get here early.
He was trying to spend the night so he'd be like, so he wouldn't have to worry about maybe being late on accident.
Let's do the close live here.
That'd be funny.
Let's go up top here.
Yeah.
That. You ready? Ready to close it out?
Are we going what style?
Huh?
No, we're not going to do what I think you're going to do. Are you going to do what I think you're going to do? You are going
to
do what I think
to the parents and to the teachers.
Yeah, to the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. The students, remember, the future is in the hands of one of your hands. Okay, be a copy of that, just copy the right cat. Don't get home with the wrong crowd. A young man, be a man. It's still cold outside. Pull up your pants. I still can't stand sagging. You go outside now, sag now. You're going to get frostbite. You're going to be all bummed up. You're going to be all messed up from the neck up. You're going to be talking to your doctor. As Dr. Buckley say, you're going to give a hip doctor a brand new paycheck because your hip's going to be all messed up. Pull up your pants. The Fusion Express on School Talk or the Fusion Express on the Voices of the West Side, or not just the Fusion, the MSD of Wayne Challenge, the Bendis High School, or Giant 90.9. The guests, the Fusion of our guests. So next week, they'll have somebody else on the station. I won't be allowed in the building. I'll be downtown. I'll be on this pole. I won't be on the pole. I won't be allowed on the pole. I can't go downtown because this guy my picture down at the post office. I ain't been to the post office. They got post office. They got posters. And I leave it alone. That boy crazy. Somebody get him out of here. I won't see you next week, but you'll see John Easter next week for
Voices of the West Side.
You bring somebody else?
Bill Wozniak.
Sunday. Wow, Bill will be in the house talking about education.
Best at Indy.
That's going to be awesome. Well, thank you, folks, for listening to me, and thank you for listening to Voices of the West Side. John Easter, thank you for doing what you're doing. And Mr. Producer, push the magic button. Yeah.
Happy birthday, WBDG.
Woo! Birthday. It's your birthday. Oh, never mind.
There's a giant cake out there.
There is.